Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. It's our pleasure to welcome Lindsay Barnett to the show. She is the Playground Productions CEO, and we got new news on backyard sports. It all started back on our computers, our Macs and our PCs in 1997 with backyard baseball. And Lindsay, it is, I don't want to say reborn because it didn't die, but we got news, don't we?
We do have news. And by the way, I'm so excited to be here with you today and share some stuff about backyard. This is really exciting.
So from what I hear, the rumor mill, you guys went out and signed dozens and dozens of former athletes rejoining or debuting. What's going on?
Basically, our mission in bringing back the backyard sports franchise has been, first and foremost, to preserve all of the retro titles from 1997 to 2002. So games like Backyard Baseball 97 and Backyard Soccer 98, those games didn't have professional players, but games like Backyard Football 1999 certainly did, and yes, we did have to go out player by player and try to get them all back in the game. And so it's been a real journey, but, you know, we've been on the adventure. And certainly with Backyard Baseball 2001, which was a huge fan favorite, that had 31 professional players from that time. And we've been getting a lot of them, if not all, back in the game. So people will find out real soon.
And this will have the same charm and retro feel. This isn't like a reimagination, like a new incarnation. It's basically we will recognize what we're playing, right?
Oh, yeah. So the six retro titles that we have coming back, which is baseball, football, basketball, soccer, hockey, and then baseball with the pros, those are actually the exact same game from that time, but we've just made them updated for modern devices, which is, like, you know, kind of crazy to think that people can play a game that on their cell phone that didn't exist like that in that time.
Well, I just think about it. I mean, when you go through the 90s through all the years, you'll go through the original PlayStation and the Game Boy Advance and the GameCube and the PS2 and you know, I just think about all the different, the DS, all the incarnations. So are we the new ones? Are these going to be on not just your phone, but I guess on Steam as well with Windows?
That's correct. So it'll be on Steam for PC. And which is an incredible feat from our developer team, we don't have the source code for the original game. So all of these classic titles are actually being brought back through reverse engineering and CD-ROM hacking. And that's how we've brought them back. But it's pretty crazy because obviously we could get them to every single device if we had that code, but it's been a real process to see where we can and can't bring them back. But I'm very happy that they're all coming to at least Steam and mobile.
And these are your friends over at MegaCat, right?
Yeah, these are the MegaCat Studios guys. They are incredible, based out of Pittsburgh. And obviously, Pittsburgh is a huge sports town. Where Playground is based in Chicago. So we have a little, you know, who loves sports more between the Playgrounders and the MegaCast. But we all love backyard.
I think I can hear a little bit there, Lindsay, a little.
Oh, yeah, the accent is strong.
Chicago there, the Polish sausage in the nachos, right?
Some might say it's unfortunate, but just the pure backyard sports is the most Chicago emphasis on letters.
No, I love it. I think it's charming. And I think what people should understand, too, is they'll see a title that says Backyard Soccer 98, and they'll be like, wait, isn't this 2025? And that is because it is an homage to that game in 98, right?
That's completely right. So we have taken all of those titles, and the fans, the original fans like me who grew up playing those games in the 90s or 2000s, we only have those on our CD-ROMs. And if you look at your computer, your modern computer, you probably don't have a CD-ROM slot anymore. And so those games can't be played. And our journey has been just to make sure that they're accessible across as many devices and modern devices as possible. And we launched Backyard Baseball 97 on mobile 9 weeks ago. And the response has just been incredible because people are like able to have nostalgic portable nostalgia.
No doubt. I love how you were a teacher in Chicago, a second grade teacher for a decade before you got into this. And correct me if I'm wrong, you almost were like recognized nationally as one of our best teachers in the country, right?
Well, that is all correct. Yeah, that was a really nice honor, and you know, I loved teaching, and I taught second grade in Chicago Public Schools. And what was incredible is during COVID was when I started to look for great content for my students. And I really, because we were all remote and learning on our computers, I was trying to look back at my childhood to see different computer games that were available, and the Backyard Sports franchise was nowhere to be found. And I really felt like my second graders would have really benefited from being able to play a great game that's fun, funny, no violence, just pure accessible fun. And because it was nowhere to be found, that became my mission then, to track down the rights and figure out a way to bring this brand back. And from that idea point to 2.5 years after it, we were able to do it. So
no, I love the I love the ambition. One of the things too, and you mentioned fun, and I always judge games on one criterion, and not, you know, the pixels and the voice acting and the ad campaign, but if it's fun, Tetris, there's nothing exciting graphically about that, but why do we play it? Because it was fun, right? It got addicting. And so with Backyard Sports, the super dunk, anywhere on the court you can dunk, the leapfrog,
right.
You know, the ice cream truck, all those things, it just makes it fun.
It's taking all of the imagination that people had when they played as a kid or are playing as a kid and putting them into a game. And that, I think, is so well represented, and the original development team at Humongous did such a great job, because when you're a little kid, if you're playing baseball, you really do think you're hitting it into a different universe when you hit a long homer. And so they've really captured that kind of imagination of a kid. And in football in particular, I mean, I remember running plays that were trick plays like the Hocus Pocus when I was on the playground. So they really resonated. And even to this day, some of the there's some things that people say in, you know, adult softball games, you know, slow pitch softball, where they take it from Backyard Sports and just start saying a jab or a jeer or a cheer. And it's all from the backyard, which is crazy.
That's great. And, you know, just as an aside, when you have to get licensing from MLB and MLS, NFL, NBA, NHL, and then you have the unions for the players of all those things, I mean, is that a long process, a lot of lawyers and red tape, or is it not as bad as I think it is?
No, it probably is. For another game, I think it's probably as difficult and cumbersome as possible. But yes, there's still the same lawyer process, and you know, being able to actually have to go through some are, if they're active players, it's an active union. If it's a retired player, it might be a retired union, or maybe they're not in the union. So there's definitely a bunch of different iterations of how to get players back in the game. But this game had so much love from the professional players that were in it that we really found that so many, the majority of the players who were in the original titles just wanted to come back in some capacity. And many of them, wanted to show it to their kids or their grandkids who might not have seen them play the sport when they were at the height of their career. And so we really found that to be the case with this specific game, is it just was fun and funny, and everybody wants to share that with their family members, and they were so excited to be back a part of it.
Very cool. So for you as the influence, and you're a fan of the series as well, what game or games where you say, yeah, that was me, that was my idea, that thing?
Well, first of all, I really grew up around all of these, and I loved them all in different ways. I was an incredibly sporty little girl. The first game came out when I was 5 years old, and I think that's why I fell in love with baseball, was through Backyard Baseball 1997. The game was designed in an accessible way that actually taught kids the rules of the sport. And so I certainly learned how to play baseball and then wound up playing on the T-ball team that summer. But it was interesting because I grew up in Chicago, and that was the 90s were, the best time to grow up in Chicago. And I already was born a diehard basketball fan, but football was something that I really got from this game, because I was very tiny and certainly was not signing up for football. And I learned how to read plays from this game. I loved playing with the different players like Jerry Rice or Barry Sanders or John Elway. And I actually wound up playing on the flag football team at my school when I was in elementary school, because I loved football so much from this game.
Finally, how do we find out more? Where are we going online?
Yeah, well, we have a really awesome social media channel, Backyard Sports Official. You can follow everything there. You can follow our YouTube. We'll be dropping some very interesting content on there soon. And then we certainly have something to be looking out for on June 12th. There might be a very, very big drop that's happening then. So I definitely stay tuned.
There she is, Playground Productions CEO Lindsay Barnett, and you can hear the fun and the excitement and the passion in her voice. Lindsay, great stuff. Thanks for bringing all these games back, and let's catch up down the road.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to report some more soon.
Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.